All right. Let's see. Where should we go? I think we'll go back to planning, development, environmental quality. Will, do you have any other report from PDEC?
I do not, but I was not at the last meeting, so I don't know if anybody else was at the there that would care to add something, but I think we're good. Seeing.
Okay.
Frank? Nope.
All right. But it probably wasn't since we've met. This body's met since the last PDEC meeting, I think, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Budget Capital Personnel Committee. Jim Dennis, Chair.
May I ask a question? On
no.
The PDEC? I can't? Okay. Budget and Capital, I'll
Jim,
do it
yes,
after the
ask a
I'll
question.
Do it after the meeting. Budget and Capital, there's a meeting Monday afternoon at 3:30 in our usual spot. That is my report.
And what's your question for PDEC?
I'll ask the chair of the committee later.
Oh, now there's so much suspense.
I really will.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Public Safety Committee, Peter Stein, Chair.
Yeah, we haven't had a meeting since the last legislature meeting. Our next meeting will be Monday at some ungodly hour, I think 11 o'clock in the morning, right? And I've got a couple of things to report. Some question was raised about an item that passed through on the consent agenda about accepting a grant for new items. Those items are the computers that are in the cars, in the road patrol cars. It doesn't cost us anything to change those computers. They change them on a three-month, they change them every 3 years. And the computers that are taken out are given to the IT group, who use them as backups when the computers fail in the cars, and also they've given some to the health department who use them. I wondered why, they were no good for the public safety, why they were good for the health department, and the answer, of course, is that it's somebody else's money, so we use it to increase our stock of computers for any department that needs one. So that's the explanation for that. And second thing I want to report is that I went to a very nice party that was thrown by the Road Patrol Union at Lake Watch Inn. They invited Joe and me to come to it, and it was quite a nice party, and I just want to report that I really sensed a high level of morale in that group. There were a lot of congratulatory speeches. People were given awards for various activities they had about increasing their capability to do various tasks. And in general, it was a very pleasant meeting. So that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Peter. I have Brian.
I guess as my first official act as vice chair of that committee, I can correct the chair in that our next meeting is Wednesday, which is not only an ungodly hour, but an ungodly day, at 11, Wednesday the 7th, at 11 a.m.
What? You mean we our meetings are on Wednesday now?
Unless you would like to change them, which would be fine with me.
If the Public Safety Committee would like to gather after this meeting and confirm...
We did. That was the problem.
Except I will point out that one of the members isn't here, but... Okay.
I have to work here on my little computer.
All right. Jim, did you have...
Thank you, Brian.
No, I...
Excellent contribution.
Will, your committee is Wednesday also?
Yes,
3:30?
3:30.
Okay. That day's shot.
All right, we will get the new schedule figured out. We're breaking it in. Workforce diversity and inclusion.
This schedule is the most complicated thing I've ever done.
Oh, it's going to get even better. Workforce diversity and inclusion committee, Nathan Shinagawa.
Really?
Who's in charge here? What's going on? Anybody home? Nathan, would you like to give the WDIC report?
Yes, I would love to give the WDIC report. The WDIC meets tomorrow at 3:30, and we'll be taking up the matter of suggested changes to the bylaws, and we'll also work on the next steps for the workplace climate survey, and also work on handicap accommodation and access. So that'll be at 3:30, and I think I might be the chair of that meeting tomorrow, or Kathy, I'm not sure. Is it me?
Think so.
Yes. Okay. I will be. So I will. With I will be a very strong steward in terms of making sure that these bylaws are come out beautifully.
Great. All right. All right. We're looking forward to that. Carol.
Madam Chair, may I please give the F&I one sentence report next?
Okay. Go.
Okay. Thank you. We are also having trouble working out a permanent date, but our staff really needs to have a go-ahead for March. So in March, we will meet that same date we've been meeting, March 2nd, Friday, at our new time, which is 9:45 instead of 9:30, 9:45 till 11:15. We will be going to 2.5-hour meetings once a month rather than the alternative, which was to go to twice a month, and there seems to be a big domino effect among all of the committees, so we're all having trouble working out permanent dates.
All right, thank you. We know at least when your March meeting is going to be.
Our March meeting will be then, and the members of our committee, if that's not an okay date, please, the rest of you who haven't weighed in, please weigh in.
All right, and I'll, before you go, Carol, I will just reiterate what I had asked committees to do for your March meeting is to take some part of your meeting time and talk about shared services. Think about, go down your list of responsibilities. Joe has mentioned this to department heads as well. And then just brainstorm. And, you know, any kind of crazy idea, we will look at it. So
we're on it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Carol. Health and Human Services Committee, Frank Proto, Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The committee's met two or three times since the last board meeting. The last time was to consider the action that we took earlier this evening in executive session. But at the meeting on the 8th, we had a couple of very interesting reports. One, which was a little devastating from the Department of Social Services. The increase in child placements due to foster care has gone through the ceiling, according to Patricia Carey. And this was done in open session, of course. But they're trying to identify some of the reasons why. And one of them is the increase, she presumes, in the drug-related incidents in the county. Secondly, there are fewer people who are keeping their children. They're placing them in foster care because it may be too expensive for them to keep their own children or get them back into the base home simply because of the economy. It was a very troubling report. There's an increase in adoption applications as well. It did not bode well, and the statistics, there were a series of charts that Patricia gave out and or distributed, and it was really a sad state of affairs, something that we need to stay on top of because it's going to affect our 2013 budget for sure. The other item that I wanted to let you know of, there'll be an announcement, a positive announcement, later this week, from what I'm told, regarding the care transitions application that I've been reporting to you on. I won't go into any more detail than that because it's just stay tuned. Yeah, I think you'll be very pleased. The second part of that is the Medicare drug-related medication piece, and that's the one that we participated in applying for about $1 million from the feds, and that's still in the hopper. The application was received, and we hope that it's looked upon favorably. We one of the items I met with Martha about, seems like months ago, is if this one comes through, we need to do something with workforce development in order to start building a pipeline and staff so that we can build job opportunities that will fill this need. The last item I wanted to report on simply is the never-ending bylaws for the Youth Services Board. Will's good effort identified a few items that needed to be tweaked, but during that process, Kathy Covert discovered that the change in the number of the proposed members did not comply with the county charter. So Jonathan advised that Jonathan suggested, he didn't say we should do this, that if we're going to adopt these bylaws, we need to, with the present suggestions, we're going to need to amend the charter. I just pulled it from the agenda tonight and asked Amy to take another look at it. Maybe there's something we can do to keep things as they are. The charter requires, I think, Kathy, did we find 28 members? And the proposal was to reduce it to 17 or 18. And it was not looked on. We were all surprised. So we decided just to pull it back and let's take another look at it. The next meeting of the committee is the 13th of March. And if you have not responded, this Thursday is the Human Services Coalition luncheon. And some of you may know this name. I think Nathan may know it. It's Savanti Merrick. Is supposed to be the keynote speaker. And last I knew, Savanti told me he was planning to attend.
He is, yes.
He is. Good.
Duly.
We have done other things which put us out of compliance with our charter. The most recent biggie was the question of Public Works Commissioner, Planning and Public Works Commissioner. At the moment, we're in the middle of a pilot situation, and I wonder if it would be possible to have the bylaws number change as a trial to see if we really want to change the charter. I don't know whether that's a good idea or a bad idea, but it's a possibility.
It's probably worth reviewing. Well, maybe Jonathan can give us some advice on whether we can do that. But we don't need to do it tonight. It's already off the agenda for tonight, but it's something worthwhile.
There are a lot of changes that were needed in those bylaws. I don't know whether you've gotten them all.
Yeah, Will had, I think, four or five that were, we corrected them. So.
And what I discovered, Dilly, was that some of the changes that were brought to my attention actually were in the existing bylaws. They actually, for example, there was the use of the word township that had been around forever.
I know. There's no reason not to correct it.
And they will. And there was some question as to whether the town of Lansing would have a representative, and they will. So they're not being, they're part of the Youth Services Board. So there's all, representing all the towns.
And there were other questions.
Correct. And I brought all that I know about to Amy's attention. If you know of others, by all means, communicate with her.
Yeah, it's timely because we're going to be reconsidering them. I forgot one, Martha. Bear with me. 211 gave us a phenomenal report on the number of calls that they've taken and the outreach that they're doing, and they're moving into surrounding counties. If you've never called them to see what they can help with, just give it a try. I mean, it's really quite interesting. But
actually, Frank, I think they're moving it into Cortland. Is that right?
That's what I said.
Yeah. So not other counties right now. So I think just one.
You never know.
Yeah, never know. It's an expansive organization.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank.
You bet.
My last report for the Capital Plan Review Committee. We met.
Oh.
in the respect. We met on February 15th over in the courtroom, the old courtroom, old, the Supreme Court courtroom, right name, and went through yet another set of designs with the Holt Architect staff and with Arel. And in addition, Pam was there, there's another legislator, not on the committee. And it was about a 2.5 hour meeting, but we came up with a recommendation for the design of the room for the legislature, and we have a resolution that we passed. If the normal course of events would follow, we would bring that to the March 7th meeting of the legislature and have about a 2 or 2.5 hour discussion with everybody at that meeting, in addition to everything else that we would have to do. I would I'm very concerned about sort of decision fatigue and if, you know, people's impulse to really, you know, this isn't micromanaging, because this is the room we're going to live in, or the whole space that we're going to be living in. So I think it deserves, frankly, a meeting of its own. So without objection, I will be calling a special legislature meeting to, we'll pick a few dates, send out a meeting wizard, and try to find a time when everybody can make it, and have it over at the courtroom, so that's our total focus for the duration of the meeting. We'd present the resolution. Arel and Holt would make a full presentation of the options that have been considered. I don't know how much cost information they'll have at that point, but at least they'll be able to outline the design options that we've been looking at. So that is my thought. If there's something terrible about that, and you'd rather add that kind of discussion to one of our regular legislature meetings, speak now or forever hold your peace. All right, Mike.
Only that I think the committee said that we thought it would be about a 2-hour meeting to really have the presentation and have a talk. So if we took 2 hours out of one of these meetings, it would be very difficult.
I think it really would. And we have, our committee has had several 2 or 2.5 hour meetings going through all of this. So I know how in-depth the conversations can be. So, Will, did you have something?
No, I was just going to support the idea of doing it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. We will we'll find some dates, and it may not happen, you know, in the next 2 weeks, but we'll do it. We'll send something out soon. The meeting may take a little while to get organized, but I think it's important to do it separately. Thank you. That's my final report, except to thank the members of the committee. It's been a great ride, and I think Michael take it on very well from here, right?
Yes, you did a good job chairing it, and of course the bribe that you gave us all was very well appreciated.
Thank you. So. Thank you, Frank. Government Operations Committee, Mike Lane, Chair.
Frank, I thought it was a Valentine.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Thank you. This is also my last report until I hand the torch over to Dooley Kiefer for next month. Thanks to my committee for this year's, actually the 2010-2011 work. And change is healthy. So I think moving on to a new committee chairmanship for me, I'm looking forward to that. And I know we'll be in good hands with Dooley as I stay on the committee. I'll just point about two things that we mentioned in our long agenda on the 16th. One was we had the county clerk come in and speak to us about a new effort to help our veterans. And there's been a request from the veterans of foreign wars to do something that other counties have done, and that is for our county clerk's office to be able to issue an ID card, a photo ID card, with proof of the filing in Tompkins County of the veteran service discharge. And by having that and making an effort with a lot of vendors, a lot of retailers, for example, we believe that our veterans will be offered to have a discount on their purchases. And that's something the veterans would like to have, and it's something that we can do for them, according to County Clerk Aurora Valenti, at a very low cost. So we'll be letting you know more about that. The program is called Return the Favor, F-A-V-O-R, and F-A-V-O-R stands for Find and Assist Vets of Record. So it's to help them to spend their dollars in Tompkins County rather than to have them spend their money in other counties that might provide this discount. And also to say thanks, by the way. The other thing I would mention is that we're proceeding with discussions with the Tompkins County Public Library about the TV broadcasting from the Board Warner Room. We finally have an estimate for that location and others from Time Warner, and hopefully we can come up with some kind of a shared cost that would allow us to have live programming from that very heavily used room. And I have one more resolution.
Go ahead. Any questions for Mike? Okay, go ahead.
This is a revised resolution. I'm going to move resolution calling on the governor and state legislature to change the New York State's election law to permit the federal primary and the New York primary to be held on the same day. There's one typo. If you go to the last whereas, the second line, it says another unfounded mandate should be unfunded mandate.
Oh, or both.
Well, we talked about that, too.
All right. Moved by Mike, seconded by Dave. Any discussion? Frank.
Yeah. I think from a clarification standpoint, we need to understand that when the federal court judge suggested June 26th as a date, that is just a suggested date. The rest of the material that some of us received says, or any other date. It's the concern that some of us have with the June 26th date is that in order to gather petitions and start the process, anyone that's interested in running, first of all, the state legislature will still be in session. Secondly, you'd have to start passing petitions in March in order to comply with this date. This is a date that the New York State Assembly has promulgated and is quite in favor of. The Senate is in favor of an August date. I would suggest, and nobody's interested in costing the counties an extra $35,000, but I would suggest that we change June 26th to some wording like, but not necessarily June 26th, or not later than August of 2012, because this sets in motion, unfortunately, an almost impossible set of requirements in passing petitions and getting enough people to commit to running. It's too early.
Frank, is that a motion to amend?
I'd like to perhaps do that, but I know Mike may have a comment on it. Maybe you can clarify it a little bit more, Mike.
Go ahead.
Frank, as I understand the federal ruling, that federal primary will be on June 26, 2012, unless the legislature the two houses can come up with a bill that would change it, still within the parameters of giving the military ballots the length of time they need to be returned so they can be counted. This resolution is based on a resolution out of NYSAC, which was passed and sent to the legislature by NYSAC prior to the ruling of the federal court. And that resolution actually had the June 26th date in there. That resolved is exactly the same as prior to the federal court ruling. So that's why when I was working on this resolution, I kept it the same, except to indicate in the resolution about the new federal court ruling, talking about the June 26th ruling. Just one other thing is that what we worry about with three primaries is voter fatigue, and that is people will be primaried to death. We already, the primaries are already, too many people don't vote in primaries, which is one of the biggest problems with our primary system. And to have them dwindle from the presidential primary in April to the federal primary in June or August, and then have a September New York primary, people aren't going to be out. They aren't going to be voting. The vast majority of people will not vote, as already happens with primaries, and even the 20, 25, 30% that we can get out probably won't be coming out.
Okay, I ask a question about time.
Is there anybody else? Go ahead, Frank.
Mike, what's the need to pass this tonight?
Well, because the legislature is in session and they ought to know our opinion.
No, they haven't started yet. They start next week.
You mean they're out of session?
Yeah, until next week.
Well, we aren't meeting again here for at least two more weeks.
So, I mean, the timing is, it could be done 2 or 3 weeks from now, for that matter.
Well, I suppose so, but I would think that now's the time to send it out.
Okay. Dave?
Yeah, I was speaking with Elizabeth Cree the other day, and I know that there's an issue with that date. I don't recall the details, unfortunately, but I would like to suggest, make a motion perhaps, that we table this for 2 weeks or send it back to committee to get clarification on that date.
Okay, which is it? Are you moving?
I think we probably ought to send it back to committee to get clarification on the date, because I'm not sure that we want the 26th.
Okay, it's a motion to refer to committee.
Second.
Second by Frank. Discussion of that. Dooley?
Did I understand correctly that it's June 26th unless the New York State Legislature, which means both houses, and the governor agree on another date that meets the federal requirements of military validity?
Yes, and that date could be August.
Without mentioning another date, if it were modified that way, it would still mean that there would not be 3 dates, there would be 2. Is that a reasonable way to modify this without having to send it back to committee?
I don't understand.
You mean like the first resolve to say something like, we call on the governor and the legislature to agree on another date that works?
To be held on June 26th unless they agree on another date that meets the federal military balloting requirements.
Okay.
I don't know what greater clarification we're going to get in 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
We could say, to try to get, see if we could get this out unanimously tonight, how about at the end of the resolve, say, election to be both held on the same day?
Instead of having June 26th in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I can live with that.
Yeah. That's so much simpler. Thank
you.
Yes,
that's
much simpler. Okay.
That would be friendly, then.
And who seconded it?
But you got to withdraw the...
He did. I just did.
Oh, sorry.
That's withdrawn. And who seconded the motion?
Frank,
you said... So that's friendly. Okay. To both be held on the same day. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For what it's worth, I think the idea of an August primary is just about as bad as it gets.
Well, it still gives
nobody's going to vote.
This is a reasonable compromise.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else? Any other discussion? All right. Ready to vote on the motion as amended? All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous.
Thank you. Thanks,
Mike. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Broadband.
Thank you, Martha. I would like everyone to know that the Broadband Committee is resuming its regular monthly meetings starting this coming Monday. We meet at 5:30 at the Borg Warner Room in the Tompkins County Public Library. We meet from 5:30 to 7. We are going to be following up on the comments that Lee Shurtleff provided when we did our presentation to the legislature, when he mentioned the county towers that are used for the emergency response system and any ways in which they might overlap with the needs for expanded broadband service. That would be one of our primary things on the agenda. We are also embarking on a series of community engagement forums in various rural communities in Tompkins County where the unserved populations are. We will be both providing information to the community about what we've been doing and seeking information from residents as to what their needs are and how they would like to have us proceed. The first one of those meetings will be next Tuesday, the 28th, at the Lansing Town Hall from 7 to 9 p.m. You're all very welcome to come to any of these. We'd especially like it if you would be able to come to the one that takes place closest to you, wherever it is that you might find one. The second one will be on Monday, March 5th at the Danby Town Hall. And as soon as we have confirmed dates and locations for the remainder of those meetings, I'll be sending out a notice so everybody will know when those will be. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Pat. Mike?
Pat, I noticed in this county newspaper we got from Federal, they're talking about something called Super Wi-Fi coming to New Hanover County, North Carolina. Is this something that your committee is talking about, some higher level of Wi-Fi service?
Well, we're not talking about that specifically, but I can tell you that whenever anything like this comes out, we certainly take a look at it, Mike. We have some people on our committee who are very versed in the technical ends of what we're trying to do, and they really keep up on the most recent practices in the field. So I'm sure that anything like this, if it has any kind of significance for Tompkins County, will certainly come to the committee.
Folks might want to look at that article.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks very much, Pat. We have a member filed resolution on TCAP funding. Mike, Frank.
It's resolution L. In support of maintaining dedicated funding for public transportation funding and the surface transportation legislation. I move that.
Second by Pat. Discussion? Dooley?
I agree that it's a bad thing in the bill to take dedicated funding away from public transit, but I don't think I can support the resolve that says we strongly oppose H.R. 3864 because it has a lot of good stuff in it, too. So I would offer the following change to the resolve. We strongly oppose H.R. 3864 as currently written and ask members of Congress to reject it in their final vote unless the dedicated fuel tax funding for public transportation has been restored, because that's really all that this is about, I think. Remove that change.
Okay. Is that friendly?
Did you hear me?
Can you say it again, Jill?
In the first resolved, we strongly oppose H.R. 3864 as currently written and ask members of Congress to reject it in their final vote unless the dedicated fuel tax funding for public transportation has been restored.
I think I could handle that.
Are you sure, Delia? I saw other language, and maybe it was a different bill, that Fernando and Ed sent around about rails and...
Yeah,
there are other bad things in it, but this seems, the title seems to say it's dedicated funding for public transportation.
Well, this resolution is directed at the public transportation piece.
I understand that.
There's another amendment, as I understand it, that deals with pulling funding for trails and bikeways, mm-hmm. Hiking trails.
And for high-speed rail. There are a lot of good things and bad things in the bill, but we're only talking about this one piece of it in this resolution.
Yeah, I think that the way you just described it with restoring the fuel tax, that probably, because it is directed, the fuel tax is directed at the public transit. So I think that would be, I can accept Dooley's amendment.
And since we don't have the other things listed.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Okay, Pat, is that okay? Kathy, you have it? Okay, great. All right, any other discussion?
One other aside, I realize it's 9:30, but Hank DeLay was on YNN today and tonight again, really getting into this and described it quite well. They usually rerun those things a couple of times. If you have a chance, you might want to pick up on that on Channel 10.
Good. All right, Pat?
I just wanted to mention that I discussed this with the Lansing Town Board this past week, and I think that they may be passing a resolution on this also.
Good. Yeah. Good. It's really upsetting. All right. Anything else? Did have correspondence with Congressman Hanna about it, and he agrees with us on this. So I don't know if he agrees enough to argue hard. I don't know, but he agrees with us on this.
The Michelle helped ship this around to all the members of TCOG, mm-hmm. and something Pat just said reminded me of that. So there's and Danby last night, they agreed to pass a similar resolution. So there's a lot of support for this.
Okay, ready to vote? All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. I just want to make sure everybody understands I misspoke about the Tom O'Mara meeting. It's tomorrow at 4:15 in the old jail conference room. What? If I can find out, anybody here is planning to attend? It'd be nice to know. Anybody tomorrow, 4:15? Okay.
Just you and me?
You think maybe?
No, I was going to ask. Same agenda as Seward, right?
Yeah, but he actually seems to have a more proactive stance, both on Medicaid and on Hydrilla, you know, really being more aggressive about having these positions himself and taking them forward. So
okay.
I don't know about fracking. Other side. The other way. Pat?
Do you feel like you need more people?
I don't know. Frank can take up all...
Pat, don't really, Martha and I can handle it. We'll eat up the whole 2 hours.
Well, actually, I would say, you know, he's a city...
okay.
He has the city and the town of Danby. Well, he has the whole west side, doesn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you can come, that'd be really nice, because otherwise, you know, it really shows respect, and he's coming, taking time to come here. Minutes of the February 7th meeting.
Move.
Seconded by Frank. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Dooley has opposed? That's one opposed. All right. Thanks, folks. Does anybody have to still work, meet? The committees are done. All right. Thank you. We are adjourned.